A proposal to bond for some buildings remains alive in the North Dakota legislature. It's Senate Bill 2297, and it is still pending in the House.
They're buildings that we're going to build. At some point, we're going to have to do it.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson is the lead sponsor. He says the bill has just under $152 million for buildings. One of them is Dunbar Hall at NDSU for $51.2 million.
That is a dangerous facility. The fire department has told them they got to do something. If something happened, if there was an explosion there or somebody was killed, we would pay dearly for that. And so it's time that we get that building taken care of. And if we wait, it's going to cost a whole lot more than it is now.
Another project is an agricultural product development center at NDSU.
That is not for NDSU. That would have all your commodities and your meats and stuff would go in there, and it's marketing it, marketing North Dakota products to the world.
And there would be $32 million for a new communications and fine arts building at Valley City State University. Wardner said that would replace a building that is on the wrong side of a dike.
And it's going to flood. If it doesn't flood this spring, it'll flood shortly in another spring.
There are two other projects included in the bill, one for the Northern Crops Institute and also the Pulver Hall project at Dickinson State. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.